thinking, well, now we've got another God. We've really got some power in our religion. The people all went home. The next morning they came back to the house of God. And instead of Dagon, the mighty image, standing up there, he was on his face. An old, cold image, an idol, that's all there was to it. He was on his face before the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant. The priest put Dagon back on his feet. They went home the next evening. The following morning, they returned to the house of the gods of the Philistines. And instead of Dagon being on his face, his arms were broken off and his legs were broken off. And the Philistines were frightened, because Dagon was fallen over before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. They said, we'll take this ark back to the people of Israel and give it to them. It doesn't belong to us. It's causing confusion and disaster. But you know what they did? Instead of returning the ark with the pot of manna, with the tables of stone, with Aaron's rod that budded, they took everything out of the ark that would be to their own advantage, returned it to the people of Israel. That golden pot of manna, they took it away, kept it for themselves. Listen, my friend, that's the religion of Jeroboam, and that's the religion that many people are following today. The religion of robbing God of the glory and the attributes and the virtue that do him. They change the glory of the incorruptible God and place that glory upon corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, and all manner of creeping things. Now, the religion of Jeroboam was a religion of sight. He wanted to see those times. The religion of sight, my friend, is an enemy of the religion of God. God says without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe. He must see. He must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, Jeroboam was a religion of sight. Mercy. If that be true, then all of the accomplishments, servants, all the accomplishments of an unregenerate mind and an unregenerate heart will be accomplishments that will not be honored of God. Right? If the carnal mind is enmity with God, if the religion of man is contrary to the religion of God, then all the accomplishments of that man who has a non-religion, who has an unregenerate mind, who has an unregenerate heart, those accomplishments are contrary to God. Now here in the past few years, we've had foisted upon the people a new translation of the Bible. And among those who were chosen for this translation, well, I don't know whether there were two who could really say, I believe that the shed blood of Jesus Christ is necessary for the redemption of men's sins. By far the majority, if not the complete whole of the translators, were men who denied the efficacy of the blood of Jesus Christ. Men who denied the infallibility of the Word of God. Men who denied the virgin birth of the Son of God. If they were men of unregenerate heart, and I put a list there, for I don't know, but if they were men of unregenerate heart, can their accomplishment be done on them? Now we pass on. The religion of Jeroboam, the religion that had an evil end. God said this thing became a sin. Look at verse 30. This thing became a sin. The object that was set up, the two golden calves, became an object of worship, rather than turning the thoughts of the people to God. Listen to me. It's important. Whatever the evil is, is it turning your thoughts toward God, or is it becoming an object or a thing to be worshipped? Jeroboam's religion was one that ignored purity. Notice in verse 4, and made peace of the lowest of the people, and not of the sons of Levi. Purity, my friend, had no value in the religion of Jeroboam. Today, when you speak of separation from that which is evil in the sight of God, covenant is divine.
indigenous in the sense of the religion they possess is a religion that originates in their heart. For the religion of man places no value upon the consecrated did not meet the desires of the world. You see that it has you have not satisfied the evil purposes of God. Jeroboam and his religion would have done this. It would have proven to be a rebuke. He was a priest, and so he didn't want the consecrated the basis, the center, and he exalted them to be true in his religion.
Thank you.